Okay, let me get right now to the conversation with David James. David is the director of our School of Prophets. He has been in Christian education for a number of years, established in Hungary. The Word of Life Bible Institute speaks around the world at different Bible institutes. By the way, David, you're the one that invited me to come teach the book of Revelation. We passed the baton. Our son Jimmy Jr. was there for this 2 weeks, and he taught the book of Revelation, had a great time. They've asked him to come back. What was thrilling that we kind of co-taught because he had so many videos that we have recorded that play into the book. It was a unique way of teaching. He would teach, and then he would show a video, and then he would come back and round it up. So I think that was a great way to pass the baton along, and thank you for all the work you did there. We caught David. He is at a location with a bunch of teenagers now. He's judging teenage preaching. And that ought to be a fun experience all day, David. But anyway, it's a very important thing because you're building into the lives of those teenagers. But I want you to build into the lives of those people eavesdropping on this conversation right now. Yesterday on Brandon House, which is a nationwide radio broadcast, Worldview Weekend, we discussed The Harbinger. It's a book that's been written. It's a novel, a fictional novel that's out there on the scene right now. There's a lot of play. I think you can tell me you're researching it, listed pretty high on the New York Times bestseller list. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about it. First of all, can you give us a quick review about what the book is focusing on?
Hi, Jimmy. The book is focusing on specifically centering around the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. And the harbinger is talking about nine harbingers or nine signs that were related to the fall of the northern kingdom to which Isaiah was prophesying. And the author, Jonathan Cahn, has looked at events that have transpired since 9/11 here in the United States and contends that he has identified nine parallel harbingers that he says indicate that the prophecy of Isaiah 9:10 is directly applicable to the United States right now.
Wow. So he is then, I think you would have to say, using an inconsistent hermeneutic to take a passage of Scripture, a text out of context, which, as I understand it, most of the time makes it a pretext. In other words, it disproves what you're trying to prove. And he has put this in the form of a fictional novel, and the people are eating it up as if it was the truth from God's Word, directly coveting relationship with the United States and somewhat becoming the new Israel or replacing Israel in God's plan for the future. Is that pretty up on date?
Yes. Even though it's categorized as fiction, at the beginning of the book, this is a quote: "What you are about to read is presented in the form of a story, but what is contained within the story is real. He believes that God has revealed this to him through what he would call an impartation, and also apparently through a dream in which he actually saw Solomon, King Solomon, interchanged with George Washington during the dream, and says this prophecy is directly applicable to the United States. So even though it's fiction, he claims it is real, and fiction is just the vehicle to tell the story."
Isn't that really dangerous, David?
It's extremely dangerous for any number of reasons. It's mishandling the Word of God, and what's worse is it's mishandling the immediate context. In the preceding verses is one of the most profound prophetic passages concerning the coming of Christ in the entire Bible, talking about the fact that a child will be given, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty Father, or Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. This is an amazing prophecy, and he does not mention that at all, and it happens two verses prior to the one he's using.
Well, indeed, and that passage that you're talking about says that this one coming, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will take the government on his shoulders. It won't be America that controls the world.
That's right. He is going to establish a throne, a Davidic throne, on the throne of David from Jerusalem when he restores national Israel, not the United States, to its place of blessing in God's program.
Now, have you read the entire book, David?
Actually, I just finished it a second time last night, and I'm on my way through a third time because I'm intending to write a detailed review and critique of the book.
Well, I'll guarantee you, as soon as you get that written, we'll post it on our website, and I know you have it on your website as well, ABI website. So I'm excited about what you're doing. You are an invaluable resource for us. Now, I've read the portions you sent me, I believe the entire 13th chapter of the book. I read that. I read other portions that you selected for my purpose of understanding what it's talking about. I really, you know, Brandon House and I both said we didn't have time to read fictional novels. I so appreciate you taking the time to do it. And a third time, that is great. Appreciate you. The body of Christ needs to understand this, that this is a wrong hermeneutic. It's wrong eschatology. And in fact, it does not pass the test of a prophet. Deuteronomy 18 says, when God says through some individual, he's the spokesman for God, everything he says is going to happen. I picked up from the New York Times studying it last evening. They said that the sycamore was cut down. Well, there was a sycamore. I denied there was a sycamore, but there was a sycamore. But the New York Times said it was blown over, not cut down. And then it's supposed to put a cedar tree there. They didn't do that. They put a Norwegian spruce in the spot. So there's so many mistakes. This is a dangerous book, and you wouldn't recommend that anybody get a hold of it and read it, and certainly not pass it along to others, right?
I definitely would not. I would say it's a dangerous book because it teaches a faulty hermeneutic, and actually, when the Bible defines a false prophet as someone who says God has said something when he hasn't said it. And just a real quick quote. He says, those who laid America's foundation saw it as a new Israel of the new world, and as with ancient Israel, they saw it as in covenant with God. That is dangerous.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. I think there is a passage there in chapter 9 that probably refers to this one who's written the book. It talks about a prophet who is teaching lies, and I believe that's exactly the case. David, I know you've got to get back to the work there with those teenagers. Thank you so much for taking a moment to discuss a very important issue with us. I'm sure we're going to have more conversations about it, and we're looking forward to the article you're going to write on the subject. We'll post it on our website. It'll be on yours as well. Thank you, my good friend. Have a great day there working with the teenagers.
Thanks, Jimmy.